Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Already Thursday, y'all. I know that's saved for Friday, but it just moves so rapidly. I have to continuously remind myself how fast things go with this radio show. Excuse me. Voice cracking up there, too, already. That's not a good sign. Couple of words in, voice cracking up on me a little bit. Kind of bad when you do voice stuff for a living and it's cracking up on you already. Anyways. Guesting looks like this. Josh Newberg will be with us out of break number one. We'll go down to the Tampa St. Pete area and visit with him. He covers Florida State. He's in the Sunshine State. A lot of news down there. Of course, the Gators have their new coach. And I sense that the Gator fan base is pretty happy with things. Billy Napier. And they're hoping recruiting rankings improve mightily from lazy Danny Boy, who had been there and was arrogant and snobbish and not the fit that he appeared to be. So it's the Billy Napier. Now, I'll say this about that hire. I like his first name. Yeah, I'm good with it. Yeah, I like his, just based on his first name, I'm endorsing this hire. We'll see what happens there. Top of hour two, the brilliant, and I mean intellectual, brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com, his site, his shows, all the various leagues, college and pro, he covers it all. And he joins us every Thursday, top of hour number two. The F&M Bank hotline is as follows, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill Is King. Facebook, Bill King, Bill Is King, The Bill King Show. All three of those, I believe, work. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. So there you have it. So what's going on? We're waiting for the championship games on Saturday. I told you I'm not going to be able to watch hardly any of it. I'll be either on the road towards Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is about 2 hours away from me in the 615, where we'll be at a high school state championship game where my boys play. I won't be able to watch. That is a very rare occasion. We were talking about this yesterday. How many times on this show have I told you, hey, I'm not going to be watching the games? I mean, I don't think that ever happens hardly, right? But I've got a good excuse on Saturday. I'll be monitoring on Twitter and I'll be tracking the stat sheet. I'll look at the stats and the highlights and all that while I'm there, but I won't be able to catch up until late Saturday night and certainly on Sunday. I'll be good for Monday. Don't worry about that, but I will not be, I'm just letting you know way up front, I will not be able to watch hardly any live in the moment league championship games. Georgia, Alabama game, Iowa, Michigan, Pitt, Wake Forest, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Cincinnati, Houston, so on and so forth. It's going to be difficult for me. They're going to be difficult because I have family responsibilities that usurp the league championship games. But we'll be good. By Monday, you'll think I watched them in real time. Let me put it that way. I'm not worried about the preparation part of it. Okay, news. Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame. I know a lot of you want me to opine on this, and nothing formal as far as I know from Notre Dame, but it sounds like all the clues lead you to believe, leave one to believe, that Marcus Freeman is the next head coach at Notre Dame. I speculated on this when they hired him. Now, I didn't know Brian Kelly would be leaving in a year. But when they hired Marcus Freeman about a year ago, whenever it was, and it was LSU or, ironically, LSU or Notre Dame, and he'd interviewed down there with Coach O, and a lot of people thought, and the momentum seemed like he's going to end up at LSU. Then not the case. Ended up at Notre Dame. I speculated immediately, I wonder if he becomes the next head coach at Notre Dame. Again, not knowing that Brian Kelly would leave anytime soon, and maybe somebody would snatch him up before Brian Kelly even left as their head coach. And if Luke Fickell would have ended up with the Notre Dame job, Marcus Freeman might well have been the Cincinnati coach. But anyways, all the clues, all the fingerprints indicate that Marcus Freeman is going to be announced at some point, and I don't even know if there's a scheduled announcement yet, not that I know of, as the next head coach at Notre Dame. I think that was the right move. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of speculation about, well, that's a gamble. He's 35. He's never been a head coach. True. And sometimes these don't work out. But I think in the moment, Luke Fickell would love to have the Notre Dame job. And he would love to have the Ohio State job, I'm sure. Those are two. He doesn't want to go to Southern Cal. Of course, they got their coach. He doesn't want to go to Baton Rouge. He doesn't want to go to Gainesville. Those are all really good jobs. Luke Fickell is a Ohio guy, Catholic dude. So it's Notre Dame or Ohio State for him. Probably. Now, again, I'm not saying he wouldn't take another gig somewhere, but those would be his choices right now. And timing-wise, with them being very much in play for the playoffs, there's just no way timing-wise that would work out. And Marcus Freeman has a lot of momentum at Notre Dame. Now, what has been missing at Notre Dame? For all you folks, it doesn't matter what league you're in, where your team is located, what's been the problem? The trenches for Notre Dame has been good. Lines of scrimmage, offensive line, D-line, they've been very, very good. What's been the problem? When Notre Dame plays Alabama in a playoff game, what do you immediately notice about the difference in those two? Athleticism. Skilled player speed. All over the field, right? You notice it immediately. And that's where Brian Kelly was not taking Notre Dame. Brian Kelly did a hell of a job at Notre Dame. Do not misunderstand me. But if he's thinking he's only going to be able to take them so far, I believe that's true. Now, can Marcus Freeman coach on the field as good as Brian Kelly? We don't know that. He's never had a chance. Brian Kelly is an excellent on-the-field coach. If LSU thinks they're getting some master recruiter and some guy who stays up 27 hours a day for recruits, if that's the case, that's not the Brian Kelly that I know. Maybe it is now. Maybe at 60, Brian Kelly changes. But Marcus Freeman has taken the recruiting at Notre Dame as the defensive coordinator and taken it up a notch or two or three. And that is expected to continue. Tommy Rees has told, Musburger says it, has told the team that he's staying. Mike Ballas is staying. And I think most everybody except the offensive line coach, Jeff Quinn, and he was not all that popular, even though that offensive line did get better this year. It improved more than I thought it would. With the move of true freshman John Ault to left tackle and Andrew Krasofic kid at left guard, it got better. Yeah, it got better. So, anyways, there's your news. Yeah, there's your news. No, nothing formal yet, but that is a pretty big moment there. Steven in Hawkinsville, Georgia. Bill, the Georgia-Alabama game is the national championship. No other team in the Final Four will play Georgia as hard as Alabama. Not Cincinnati, not Michigan, and not an Irish team. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Congrats to Marcus Freeman. I was hoping we could get him back to Ohio State to help out our defense. Good call by Notre Dame to save Kelly's assistants and recruits. Yeah, Tom, I just don't think Marcus Freeman didn't appear to me that he was going anywhere as a coordinator. Because it seemed like the other option was Luke Fickell. And if Luke Fickell came, he would either stay with Luke or Cincinnati would say, you be our head coach. I just didn't see that. Steven, back in Georgia, Bill, rumor is that former Auburn offensive coordinator Mike Bobo is in Athens helping Georgia prep for Saturday's game versus Alabama. Of course, Mike Bobo played there. Georgia played quarterback. I remember that vividly. He was there as coordinator years later. So all good. The Egyptian magician. Bill, you need to play the newly hired coach audio clip for Florida fans. They already think Napier is the savior. We'll do that. Tom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, the clear smoke from the Vatican has risen from the chimney. Notre Dame has a coach. I love that. I love that metaphor, man. Blake Norman, Buckeye. Bill, best hire in your opinion so far. I think Lincoln Riley will kill it at Southern Cal. All about recruiting, man. It's all about getting the head coach right first, but then it's all about recruiting. I think that was a good hire for Southern Cal. All right, got to get the break. Berg next up. We'll talk a lot of weed and stocks to tick all you folks off.
Good morning. They just moved that stolen vehicle. People were still looking at it a few minutes ago. Coming down through Madison on 65 southbound at OHB. We've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last 15, 20 minutes. They've been very minor. Lots of radar is still spotted there as you come down the interstate on I-40 out of Hickman County through Dixon County right up around 840. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. we invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Jess Newberg with us on Thursday down in the Tampa, St. Pete area. Jim and Jupiter, first question there, Berg. Will Florida State end up with a top 10 recruiting class? I was just looking at 24/7, they're number 11, so they're right there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they'll have a couple additions. Most likely right now I'd pencil in Julian Armella, the offensive tackle from Fort Lauderdale. I feel really good about where FSU sits with him. I put in a crystal ball pick on him yesterday, and I believe FSU is going to go in-home either tonight or tomorrow with him. But I think he's going to take an official visit to FSU on December 10th, which is the last weekend before signing day. So I really like where they stand there. That'll be a big time get. I think he's top 200 player, top 150. So FSU is going to add a little bit from the high school level, but then you got to factor in the transfer portal as well. So even if they finish at 11, I mean, I'm going to consider and factor in that they're going to take 8-9 transfers this offseason, and this roster is going to be once again upgraded.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports with us. So do you think the transfer portal will be equal to the recruiting class as far as upgrading this roster?
We'll see. I think that they're hoping to because they need some wide receivers. They need offensive linemen. They need defensive linemen. So, yeah, I think that they're going to have a pretty nice haul. But, you know, last year it was Jermaine Johnson and Keir Thomas. You hope that the staff can replicate that again this offseason.
Yeah, just make everybody as good as those two, and you'll be okay.
It's that easy.
Yes, right. And if they're not as good as those two, don't take them. Kick them to the street. That'd be a pretty high, lofty area to set for new players. Josh Newberg with us. What's the feeling now that the regular season is done? And you look back and you review. What's the grade? What's the outlook?
I think you have to be optimistic if you're an FSU fan. I know they won five games and they didn't look good at times, but I think that they played really beyond the talent level of the roster and the depth of the roster. I think they overcame a lot of things. They had a lot of guys playing key roles that are going to be, you know, moving on in their career, selling insurance or cars or whatever, and probably never playing football ever again. So I think they're slowly turning this thing over, but that's what you see. It's going to be slow. But you have to be optimistic about the fight and the fact that the coaches believe in Mike Norvell, the players believe in Mike Norvell. I mean, there's no question that these guys played harder than they have in quite some time. And if they can continue to do that, they can put in a full off season of, you know, not having to deal with the pandemic, not having to deal with coaching change, not having to deal with all these off the field things. I think this team is focused on improving. And I think there's a lot of reasons for optimism, even though it was a five win season. They don't make a bowl game. There's a lot of disappointing things that happened, but I do think the program's heading in the right direction.
For everybody listening, and we have fans of basically every team that listen to this show, how does a powerhouse like Florida State get so broken?
Well, it didn't happen quickly. I think also the turn of coaches, you know, I think that's been a little bit of it as well. When Jimbo left, he didn't leave things in great shape. When Willie Taggart left, he didn't leave things in great shape. And it was, you know, Mike Norvell was kind of tasked with turning it around. He arrives and doesn't even have a chance to recruit in the offseason due to the pandemic. He had to purge the roster. It's hard to get back to that 80, 85 scholarship mark. There's been a lot of reasons why, but, you know, it's still Florida State. The standard's the standard. People aren't happy about where the program has been these past few years. But, you know, the rebuild, I think, is underway. And, you know, I think eventually they'll be back where they should be.
Josh Newberg with us.
And, Bill, if you look at dips in programs' cycles, I mean, if you compare Florida State's right now, their dip, you know, we call it a dip. They won the national championship in 2013, and they could be getting back to where they need to be, or at least in the foreseeable future, like the next 2 to 3 years. But you look at the cycle for Miami, it's been 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
Look at Florida. They're still scrambling from when Urban left in 2009. You know, they haven't gotten their feet under them yet. New coach coming in town. So I think Florida State wants to avoid that. They want to avoid the churn of coaches because it seems like having one coach there for a sustained period of time is the best formula for building a program. But, you know, the demands of college fan bases these days and recruiting and everything kind of turns everything up a couple notches.
What's the feel in the Sunshine State about the hiring of Billy Napier?
I think there's a lot of excitement, but in a way, I think it got overshadowed to an extent because of the big splash hires at USC and LSU. Don't you?
I do. It's not getting the publicity, and Marcus Freeman is hurting Florida's publicity.
Right. Even there, I think in the moment it was, you know, it was a good hire. It was an exciting hire. And I'm like the hire because I think Billy Napier will work hard and he'll do a good job. It's going to be similar to Mike Norvell's tenure at FSU. It's going to be a slower build. So we'll see how that goes. In how it ages, meaning the hire, like if there's more splash hires, When spring rolls around, do we even look at the Gator hire differently then? You know, it's kind of a weird year. It felt like that was going to be a major hire, and that just took a backseat immediately.
Steven in Hawkinsville, Georgia, ask Berg how many years it will take for any team in Florida to be a top 10 program again.
Well, I think Florida State's 2-3 years away. You know, I don't know what Miami's doing. I haven't now that recruiting's back up, I haven't been able to pay too much attention to this whole Manny Diaz and their hiring of the AD. I don't really understand what Miami's going to do right now, but I think I'd probably say Florida State, but I might be biased though.
Dan Mullen burner account. Asberg, any other guys on the flip watch like Antavius Woody, and whatever happened with the D-tackle Georgia commit who visited a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I feel good about Antavius Woody sticking to Florida State. FSU did their in-home visit with him yesterday. Alex Atkins and Mike Norvell were in Alabama to see him. And then Tyree West at Tift County High School got a visit from Mike Norvell yesterday as well. He's going to take an official visit to FSU this weekend. I put in a crystal ball pick for him to flip to FSU. I feel good about that. Especially since he's coming to campus this weekend. Maybe we see him announce something while he's on campus, but I do think FSU signs Tyree West.
And Dan Mullen's burner account has another question. Are you more of a blunt guy or a bong guy? I'm not kidding. That's his question.
Papers. Papers all day. Papers
all day. Right? I had a friend in high school, and I went to an all-boys exclusive private school in high school, okay? Spoiled brat. Everybody drove a Beamer, okay, in high school. Mm-hmm. And my buddy, his dad was a pathologist at Vanderbilt. Now, you know what kind of intellect level you need to be a pathologist at any place, but let's just say Vanderbilt. So this guy came from brilliant DNA, okay? I mean, this guy never had to study for a test. Made straight A's, went to Sewanee, went to the University of the South, which is better than Vanderbilt. Okay. His dad told him, I don't mind you smoking weed. Now, this is 1980, but you've got to do it in the house. I don't want you out there doing it. And this dude, Berg, this is 1980 now. I get to his house one day. He has purchased, with his dad's permission, a bong that is about 3 to 4 feet tall. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You could jump in this thing.
And how old were you?
17, 16.
Okay. Yeah, so it's about taller than you were.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. So, I mean, and he'd sit in there and smoke and then make us A on a test. No problems.
Damn.
No problems at all.
Yeah. I wish I had that superpower.
So that doesn't replicate your high school years, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't really smoke in high school or college. I mean, I didn't casually, but yeah, it was more of a thing I got into in my late 20s, I would say.
Alan in Tampa, ask Berg about Sam McCall.
I feel good about Sam McCall. I don't really have any reason to think that he's going to flip. I know his head coach at Lake Gibson High School was on staff as an analyst under Billy Napier in Louisiana. And as long as I don't think he's going to hire him. Now, if he hired Sam McCall's coach as an analyst or anything over at UF, then yeah, you know, it piqued my interest. But Florida State's relationship with Sam McCall is long. They've been in contact with him since Mike Norvell's been on campus, really. So 2 years with him and Marcus Woodson, the DB coach. I don't know if they can come in a week and flip Sam McCall. The only way that I think that's even possible is if they were to hire his head coach in some role.
A lot of interesting names in the transfer portal. Spencer Rattler's one of them. But Jahmyr mm-hmm. Gibbs at Georgia Tech, a running back, a receiver, a pure offensive playmaker. Is there anything going on with him with any of the Florida teams as far as you know?
It's not yet, but I do expect FSU to pursue him. He's only been in the portal for about a day, maybe two. And FSU has just been all over the place. Their coaches were in South Florida. Mike Norvell, I told you, was doing those two in-homes. Kenny Dillingham was in Norman, Oklahoma, recruiting transfers. So I do think that they'll pursue Gibbs. Maybe it's something they get to at the end of this week. Definitely something that I'm going to look into today.
Man, he is – Berg, you've watched him, and I know Georgia Tech wasn't really fun to watch at all this year, but that guy is a instant playmaker wherever
he
goes.
Well, they wanted him out of high school. They wanted him out, right, out of high school bad. They recruited him and, you know, were not able to land him. So now they're going to go after him again.
Josh Newberg with us. He joins us every Wednesday. Okay, or every Thursday, sorry. What is happening? Have you been caught up in the stock market plunge here last day or so?
You know, luckily recruiting's heated up, so I've just been able to put my phone down and not look at it and not feel bad about it. But, man, they're squeezing it, huh? They're squeezing this the fear out of everybody.
I mean, because December is supposed to be the Christmas rally, right? The Santa Claus rally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening, at least yet.
No. We haven't seen anything we're only 2 days into December. But, yeah, December's been ugly. The end of November was horrible right before Thanksgiving. You kind of got the feeling like, okay, the market's going to dump a little bit on this half day, and then we're going to rebound on Monday. And it rebounded in the morning, and then it just sank. But that was mostly off of all this, all these new COVID fears.
Berg, have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you next Thursday, sir.
All right, Bill, you too. Talk to you then. See ya.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. Pac-12, Dave, down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, no excuses for the Pac-12 championship game. That's Friday night. It's a good point. It's a good point. I'll be watching now. There'll probably be more people in my house than at that game. Anybody ever watch the Pac-12 championship game? There are more people at a high school scrimmage than at that game. But I'll be watching. Yes, I will. John in Los Angeles. Bill, all the Brian Kelly assistants staying at Notre Dame. Now, is Jeff Quinn? I thought I saw somewhere where he's leaving. But somebody can correct me on that now. Because I think Brian Kelly underestimated the lure of Notre Dame and these coaches' loyalty for each other. Latest report has Brian Kelly's wife and kids wanting to remain in South Bend as well. I don't know that I've seen that particular part of this. By the way, Brian Kelly has made a lot of people mad. That's new, right? Let me also reiterate. I personally like Brian Kelly. I know I'm not in the majority here, but I like Brian Kelly. But Brian Kelly, at his press conference, and I just watched little snippets of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. Talked about now he's at a place where he's got the best AD, best support, truly a chance to win a national championship. Now, LSU's a place where you can win that. That is true. But Notre Dame folks took his speech to that team, the LSU team, as quite a few slights to them. Yeah, Brian's not one to hold back. All right, we'll get another break. Chris Landry, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here. You pretty much what to expect leaving Mount Julian and leaving Wilson County in general on I-40 headed towards Nashville. Watch your speed down I-40 through Hickman, Dixon County. We did see some radar a little bit earlier out in that area. Still trying to finish up an accident happened earlier in the 200 block of Stewart's Ferry Pike. Hey, Donut Distillery presents Boozin' with Buddy. Stop by their Christmas pop-up bar, and you can check them out online at donutdistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers. Plus, this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Did you folks see this? You can get a bet on Spencer Rattler's destination. Now, you can't get it in the States as far as I know. This is betonline.ag, which is Costa Rica, I do believe. Remember the guy that owned that got killed? Owed some bad guys some money, got killed. Yes, that's true, a couple of years ago. Anyways, Chris up in New York, who's a big South Carolina fan. Bill, here's an article about Spencer Rattler and possibly going to South Carolina, and somebody says that'd be a good destination for him, maybe SMU, etc. But here's the list. Ole Miss is listed, Baby Kemp is listed as the odds-on favorite, plus 200. South Carolina plus 250. That means you bet 100, you win 200 for Ole Miss. South Carolina, Baby Beamer, plus 250. SMU plus 350, and then it goes on down. Tennessee's listed as plus 1200. If you go down the list. You can get a bet. Now, from what I understand, you can't get a lot of money down on that. But you can get a bet on Spencer Rattler's destination. Jeff in the borough.
You ready to hit the Scenic City Saturday?
Who?
The Scenic City, Chattanooga, Bill.
What's happening in Chattanooga?
You know what's going on in Chattanooga?
I'll be heading that way.
I didn't know if you could find it. I don't know, Matt. It's in East Tennessee, Bill. You know that. It's over near Georgia. I know it's hard for you to find, so maybe you can find it.
No, I'll be going to Dalton, Georgia. I'm recruiting Jameer Gibbs to Tennessee, so I've got to go through there to get to Dalton.
You'll probably probably go down there. Your wife wants some garbage, so you'll probably go down there and get some of that, and then you'll go to recruit that whoever that player is. You'll go
exactly.
Recruit him, whatever. So it'll be interesting Saturday, Bill, except the SEC game. The ACC game is going to be interesting, too. Two new teams in Pittsburgh, Wake Forest. No Clemson, that's a good thing. So kind of some interesting teams we've never seen before, so that'd be good. But, Bill, do you think the playoff ratings are going to be as low as last year? They said last year they were the lowest ever TV ratings, the lowest ever last year in playoffs, the playoffs, college football playoffs.
Well, let's say it's Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, and Cincinnati. I don't think that's going to garner ratings.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I don't.
So I guess Georgia versus Alabama would, though. That's going to garner ratings.
I would think the chalkier, the more I think people will watch.
Well, I think people have Bama fatigue myself. They don't want to see Bama no more. So.
Well, if Bama loses Saturday, which they're an underdog, then you don't have to worry about it.
That's right. And Clemson's out, so we ain't got to worry about them. So they're out. So we don't worry about
Ohio State. The Ohio State-Michigan game pulled in phenomenal, crazy ratings.
Oh,
so
I'm
Ohio
sure
State's
I
not
that
in.
That for a minute. High ratings. I don't doubt that for a second. But so what do you think, Bill? You think old Wade Twins can do it one more time?
Oh, I know they can do it. I think Oakland is deeper in players. That's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a good ball game. Oakland is deep, but they got a lot of talent. But did you see where Keaton got to the All American Bowl yesterday, Bill?
I didn't think that was new news. I thought he was going anyways.
Well, they resumed his jersey at that school again.
Oh.
He's going to play that game in San Antonio, so he's going to play down there and all that stuff and everything. Well, Bill, I guess it'll take a while for Florida to get to the top 10. Maybe Florida International, Florida Atlantic will make it before Florida does. And also, Bill, I say Brian Kelly at LSU, in the last 3 or 4 years, he'll be fired. It's not going to be he made a mistake leaving Notre Dame. I said he made a mistake. It'll be 3 or 4 years, he'll be done. So I know Ruffino don't want to hear it, but he'll be fired. He won't get it done, and he'll be gone in 3 or 4 years. And I don't know about Riley at USC. He can do what he wants to out there, I guess. But I don't know who Oklahoma's going to get. I know it's not going to be Stoops, so he got his big contract extension, so it ain't going to be him. So I know what West Coast Sooner wants him, but maybe he can have big game Bob for a while before he goes to USFL. I guess he can coach the New Jersey Generals. Donald Trump's coming back, so I guess he'll own them. So, you know, they're coming back in 2022, Bill. 8 teams in USFL. All them old teams and stuff, so you know they'll be coming back and everything. But you hang in there, Bill. Have a good trip to Chattanooga on Saturday. Hang in there.
Tom in Myrtle Beach, Bill. If Bobo is really in Athens helping Georgia prepare for the Alabama game, I'm going to bet heavily on Alabama. The Egyptian magician. Bill, Wolverine Dan will bring Kevin Hart with him, not Michael Hart. I was trying to think with Tabs what Wolverine Dan called Michael Hart. He did. He called him Kevin Hart. I forgot about that. Wolverine Dan's on hold. Just keep him there because the break's seconds away. And then we'll get him after the break. Wolverine Dan is in the queue, getting ready to be on the show. He's all fired up. His Michigan team takes on Iowa. That is another phone booth football game that I am looking forward to. I won't be able to watch it in real time. I'll be either on the road or I'll be in Chattanooga. 614 Rob. Bill, whenever you tell stories about high school friends smoking weed, does anybody decide, besides me, get the impression that he may actually be talking about himself? It's 2021, Bill. It's time to fess up. No, I am not hiding. I am like Bill Clinton. I never inhale. I'm not kidding. I'm not a weed guy. Never was. Had it all around me. I just never understood the attraction. No. There are no hidden weed stores. Devil's lettuce, bad. We'll take Wolverine Dan when we come back. Chris Landry, top of the hour. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume building pretty good as normal, really, here on 24 up by Harding Place. I-40 coming through Mount Julian. All that traffic leaving Wilson County. This time of the morning is also on the increase. Still looks good at the moment on Ellington Parkway as you work your way down from the north. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
NHL tonight, the Nashville Predators at plus 100 on the money line at home against the Boston Bruins at minus 120 tonight, the over-under 5.5. Taysom Hill getting the start at quarterback tonight for the Saints as they host the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. New Orleans trying to snap a four-game losing streak. They're a 4.5-point underdog against a Cowboys team that, after ripping off six straight wins, have lost three of their last four. Tomorrow night, the first of the Power 5 Conference Championship games this weekend, 10th-ranked Oregon getting 2.5 against 17th ranked Utah in Vegas in the Pac-12 title game. The Utes dominated the Ducks in the regular season 2 weeks ago. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, we'll see sunny skies, high near 72, mostly clear tonight, low around 45. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and a high near 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Kevin in Dublin, GA. Bill, I'm driving this morning. Can you roll through the Tennessee State Championship games in Chattanooga? Off the top of my head, I can only give you a couple. And I know one because my kids are involved in it. That would be Summit in Oakland. That's the 6A game. The 5A game is Knoxville-Powell against Page, which is also Page's from here in Wilco. Page is the team that scored 35 points in the fourth quarter last Friday, and their quarterback is Michigan quarterback's Cade McNamara's younger brother. His name is Jake, I believe. They moved here from Reno, Nevada, so he could play quarterback. I don't know what was going on out there, but they moved here, and he's committed and going to sign with Colorado State. I know MBA Montgomery Bell Academy is in one of the state champions. That's tonight, actually. They're not all Saturday. They start, actually, I think they start today. They go all the way through Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But Montgomery Bell Academy's in there. Lipscomb Academy, that's Trent Dilfer's team. Trent Dilfer's the head coach there. And Donaldson Christian. Patton, didn't you go to DCA? Is Donaldson Christian also in a championship game coming up?
Yep, they play Thursday at 2. They play Nashville Christian.
That's today.
Yep, yeah. Today. Yep.
They play Nashville Christian. Nashville Christian is coached by former Vanderbilt quarterback Jeff Brothers, right? He's still there, I think so. Anyways, Joe Dubin's son, Big Joe's son's one of the linemen on the Donaldson Christian team, right?
He sure is, freshman.
Big boy, too. I mean, he's 6'3", 270 or something. Big boy. So those, I don't know them all off the top of my head, but those are some of them. Wolverine Dan, welcome in, sir.
Well, you know, my wife rolls out of the room here as she's getting ready for work, and of course I'm retired, and she's listening to the show, and let's stop the rumors. I'm listening to your show every day because now I'm retired. Before I couldn't, Bill, because I was in a vehicle driving and I was trying to concentrate on doing my job because you know what it was. But anyway, she comes out of the room, starts laughing. She says, did you call the Michigan's running back coach Kevin Hart? And she started laughing.
Come on. I know Mike Hart is a little on the shorter side compared to somebody not as short as Kevin Hart. Nobody's as short as Kevin Hart except maybe Nick Saban or something or my 12-year-old grandson.
Now, he did. He said Kevin Hart. True.
He said Kevin Hart. I mean, Kevin Hart is funny as heck. Come on. We like Kevin Hart, but you should know Mike Hart. That was during our high school interview.
See what you started, Bill, in your audience. See what happened there.
All right. Now that your wife is there, though. I want you to give me the truth. Does she approve of White Castle stuffed in a turkey?
I love it. I absolutely love it. That was the one dish there was not an extra. You know, usually there's leftovers on Thanksgiving to take home.
And I don't know who took them home. I think somebody snuck them out and put them in their back pocket.
No, it's wonderful. We love Danny's White Castle stuffing.
Okay. All right. Needed proof.
Did you make it yet? You need to make it.
You guys probably met my wife at the last commitments. She
probably rolled her eyes when she looked at the
room. Bill, we all kicked our coverage with her women. You know that.
Well, true, but she threatened divorce, so I can't do it.
Okay, all right. All right, so let's do a little discussion here about the game real quick. A low-scoring game. What is the spread on that? Like maybe 6, maybe 3, something like that?
Michigan by a zillion is the one I saw.
Really?
No, I think single digits. Yeah, 6-7 points, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So it's going to be difficult to choose because I think Iowa's going to show up with their defense. So it's going to be a low-scoring game. I guess the key to our game is going to probably be, the pressure on the ends, if we have that pressure, hopefully, and then the running game, and then just control the ball, not – turn over the ball for McNamara. I think we should be able to win, don't you think?
You're better. You're more balanced than Iowa. You should win this game. I'm not saying it's a runaway game, but you should win this game, yes.
So then it leads us to the playoffs. So we're not going to go there because I think it's one game at a time. And, you know, we could easily stumble if we just keep thinking about playoffs. So. You know, Bill, it's exciting, you know, not being in this situation for a very long time. I mean, for me, it's awesome, and the family loves it. We're all Michigan fans, except for my grandson. My grandson likes Alabama.
Is that right? Well, I mean, but he's born and bred there. You can't be born there and be a Michigan fan. It's not possible.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's somebody out there like that, please let me know. Probably not. Anyway, you got a chance to meet the wife again. And then one more thing, you'll be having that probably some kind of deal with the Omni probably online, correct?
Yes, yes. Don't call them and get your room. We'll have a link at some point here. Okay. No worries. I've already talked to Todd about it. February 2nd and the 3rd. That's a Wednesday and Thursday. So not Tuesday, right. Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday.
I made some more rub for you. So it's ready
Thank
to roll.
You.
So,
all right, man. See Appreciate it. Hour 2 kicks off with the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. If you have questions, go ahead and post. Omni Nashville Hotel.